Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Everybody, and welcome inside ABC Supply Stadium here in Beloit, Wisconsin, as the Quad Cities River Bandits continue their six-game series against the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, the Beloit Sky Carp. As always, Kyle Kercheval with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for starting your weekend with us as Quad Cities get set to take on the Sky Carp for the fourth time out of six games this series. The Bandits behind in the series, 2-1. The Sky Carp fell 6-0 on Tuesday. The Bandits with their fourth shutout win of the year. Got out to an early one-game lead in the set, but since then, it's been all Beloit. The Sky Carp with a 6-5 win on Wednesday, and then yesterday, a convincing 5-1 victory where Quad Cities just really couldn't get the offense going. They had plenty of base runner in the first third of the ball game, but they only had one hit after the third, and obviously, that's usually not a great recipe for success. Let's take a look at last night's ball game before we dive into what's on tap tonight. The Bandits were the first team to score. They got a run in the top of the second inning on an RBI single from Justin Johnson, his first of two hits last night. That was the only run of support that the Bandits starter Ryan Ramsey got. He was making his first start of the season after working his first four games out of the bullpen, and he was very good. He started out retiring the first 11 batters he faced with the help of some terrific Quad Cities defense. He gave up a couple of runners to snap the perfection string in the fourth, and then in the fifth, Beloit got on the board and they took a lead they would never give up. Ramsey walked Torin Montgomery to start the frame, and then Cam Barstad, in his first game off the injured list this year, launches a two-run homer to right field to make it 2-1 Sky Carp. Beloit would then tack on another run in the sixth inning against Steven Zoback, a two-out RBI single off the bat of Torin Montgomery. And in the eighth, two more runs off of Zoback, the two-run shot from Carlos Santiago to give Beloit the 5-1 victory. Ryan Ramsey ended up with the loss despite a decent performance. He gave up just two runs in five frames and struck out six. And for Zoback, he winds up on the hook for three runs allowed, but just one earned on four hits, no walks, and four Ks. So all things considered, really just a couple of bad pitches leading to a pair of two-run homers, which was 80% of Beloit's offense yesterday. Quad Cities just couldn't get it going against K Cade Gibson and company at the plate. Gibson, the Beloit starter, gave up 7 base runners in the first 3 innings, including the RBI single for Justin Johnson. But as I mentioned, after that, nothing else. He closed out his ball game, retiring 10 in a row, including 3 of his 5 strikeouts. Then Ignacio Feliz faced the minimum in 2 scoreless frames of relief, and then Josh White closed it out in the 9th inning. Didn't have his best stuff. He walked the bases loaded, but he got Davis Nadal to ground out with 2 outs and wrap up the victory for Beloit. So for Quad Cities, they come into this Friday night contest losers of back-to-back ball games for just the 3rd time this year. They still sit atop the Midwest League West Division, but they are sharing first place with the Wisconsin Timberrattlers, who, along with the Bandits, are 16-8. And over in the Eastern Division, Great Lakes leads that section with a 16-8 record as well. So even though we've seen the Bandits pretty much by themselves atop the MWL over the last half month or so, they've now got some company, and they'll look to get back on track tonight here at ABC Supply Stadium. Let's go ahead and continue the River Bandits pregame show with a look at the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup. First, the lineup for Beloit, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Their lineup card put together by skipper Billy Gardner Jr. Leading off, it's the third baseman Yidi Capé. Jake Thompson will bat second and play DH. And hitting third, the second baseman Josh Zamora. Jake DeLeo will bat cleanup and man right field. Carlos Santiago bats fifth and plays left. And batting sixth, the first baseman Torin Montgomery. Cam Barstad is back in the lineup doing the catching. He hits seventh. Johnny Olmstead is the shortstop batting eighth. And rounding it out in center field, the 9-hole hitter Chase Luttrell. On the mound for the Skycarp, it's the 20-year-old right-hander out of Liberty, Missouri, Carson Milbrandt, who clocks in as the Marlins' number 6 overall prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Milbrandt got a taste of High A last year with Beloit, a .460 earned run average in 11 starts. He spent half the year in single A as well and put up average numbers in total last year. But this season, he's off to a decent start. He's coming off of a 2-run, 5-1/3 outing against Cedar Rapids last week. He's 0-1 with a .408 ERA. More on him a little bit later, but now the lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Their lineup put together by manager Brooks Conrad, who's in his 3rd straight season at the helm in Davenport. Leading off, it's the center fielder Carson Rockefort. Carter Jensen will bat second and be the DH, and batting third, the third baseman Trevor Werner. Brett Squires has the cleanup duties. He's at first base. Omar Hernandez is the catcher batting fifth, and hitting sixth, the right fielder Jared Dickey. Jack Pineda's back at short. He hits seventh. Justin Johnson, his mate up the middle, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the left fielder Gene Ramirez. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's one of the Royals' top prospects. And in fact, it's their top left-handed pitching prospect, Frank Mazzucato, who makes his 4th appearance and 4th start of the year. Mazzucato has been one of the best pitchers in all of minor league baseball since beginning his season back on April 14th. He has made 3 total starts for the Bandits, totaled 14 innings on the mound, and not allowed 1 single run. He has given up 1 hit in each of his 3 starts, so 3 total hits in 14 innings. He's worked around 6 walks, and he's also mixed in 17 strikeouts. So when you put all that into some concise numbers, Mazzucato, a 0 ERA, a .64 whip, and an opponent batting average of .071. He has been phenomenal and will look to stay hot against the Skycarp here this evening. Should be a gorgeous night for baseball at ABC Supply Stadium. Temperatures in the low 70s, not a cloud in the sky, and the weekend starts tomorrow. Let's take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, we've got first pitch of Game 4, this 6-game set, live on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed
River Bandits baseball is back on the air tonight for a Friday night contest against the Beloit Skycarp and game four of a six-game series. Once again, hi everybody, Kyle Kirchva with you from ABC Supply Stadium. The River Bandits still atop the Midwest League West Division, but losers of back-to-back bowl games here against the Skycarp. They need a win tonight to even up the series going into the weekend games starting tomorrow. As I was mentioning, it should be just a perfect night for baseball, probably the best of the year for the Bandits thus far. First pitch temperature will clock in at 73 degrees. There is not a cloud in the sky, and there is very, very little wind, which, boy, is a nice change of pace. Unfortunately for Quad Cities, the change of pace on the hill for Beloit is Carson Milbrandt, the number six prospect in the Miami Marlins organization. He was a third-round pick out of high school back in 2022, and tonight makes his fifth start of the season and his 16th in high A going back to 2023. Top third of the order to greet him tonight will be Carson Rockefort, Carter Jensen, and Trevor Werner, the usual three suspects. Bandits back in the road grays with Quad Cities across the chest, the black and blue trim. And for the Skycarp, back in the home whites, Skycarp across the chest, teal lettering and numbering, and black trim. Rockefort's in the box, ready to go. First pitch of the ball game, tails outside, and we're underway at 6:37 here in southern Wisconsin. Milbrandt works out of the full windup. He delivers the 1-0, and another fastball missed away. It's a lively pitch for Milbrandt. Four-seamer comes in from 93 to 95 on the radar gun, but both of his first two pitches tonight have been 96. 2-0 to Rocco, swing and a miss. This time a fastball left down the middle, but it's a swinging strike one. Rockefort's trying to get off the schneid. He's 0 for 9 to start the series. Did have a day off mixed in there earlier this week. 2-1. Fouled into the screen on the left side of the ballpark and then down into the home plate area. It's 2-2. Let's give you the defensive alignment for the Skycarp. Left to right in the outfield, Santiago Latrell DeLeo. Olmstead at short, Zamora at second base. Capay's at third, Montgomery's at first. Cam Barstead back behind the plate. 2-2 to Rockefort. Just low with a fastball. Close but no cigar, and the count goes full. Milbrandt's got the heater, a curveball, and a changeup as the three-pitch arsenal. Barstad gives him the sign. And now the 2-2 to Rockefort. On the ground to the right side, past the diving Montgomery and down the line. It rolls into the corner. Rockefort stops at second base, and the Bandits have a leadoff double. Well, that's how you get off the schneid. Rockefort with his fifth two-bagger of the year. That ties Brett Squires for the team lead. He tucks one down the first baseline, just past the outstretched glove of Montgomery, who got the jersey dirty. And he winds up in scoring position for Carter Jensen. So that is an ideal start for the River Bandits today after they were held to one run on five hits yesterday. No extra base hits. So Milbrandt moves into the stretch facing Carter Jensen. First pitch is a strike at the knees. These are a couple of guys who are just 20 years old and grew up about 30 minutes from each other in the Kansas City area. They went to high school 25 minutes away. 0-1. Called strike, lower inside corner, 0-2. Milbrandt went to Liberty High School, and Carter Jensen, Park Hill High School in Kansas City. Jensen drafted by the Royals in 2021, Milbrandt by the Marlins a year later. Two top 30 prospects in their respective organizations, and very young, even for this level. Milbrandt turned 20 just 12 days ago. Right-hander looks to second a couple of times. Now the 0-2 to Carter. Wave and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. A rare three-pitch strikeout to retire the Bandits' DH. and there's one gone in the top of the first inning. Milbrandt, not only can he throw the fastball 96, that last one 98, but he's got some of the best spin on it of anybody who is in the 2022 prep class. It's got a whole lot of run and ride to it. First pitch outside to Trevor Werner, 1-0. His curveball sits in the low 80s. Last year he also had a slider in the arsenal, but he just scrapped it because Marlins thought that the curve and the slider were too similar and it wasn't worth throwing both. Werner will take a called strike, the curveball on the outside edge at 83. But when you've got the fastball like Milbrandt does, that kind of makes up for not having a fourth pitch, at least at this level. Rockefeller bounces around at second base, the 1-1. Fastball, called strike, outer edge. Brandon Schmidt is the home plate umpire for game four this series. Glenn Meyerhofer back patrolling the base paths. Just underway at ABC Supply Stadium, one out, a runner at second base, and Trevor Werner at the plate for Quad Cities. Milbrandt looking for back-to-back Ks. The 1-2 fastball is hit in the air to shallow right. Long run in, a dive from DeLeo, and he makes the catch. Back to second base goes Rockefeller. Well, yesterday, Jake DeLeo had a base hit stolen by Jack Pineda. And now he takes away a knock from Trevor Werner with a nice defensive effort. So after the leadoff double for Rockefeller, Milbrandt's got a K of Jensen and a soft fly ball off the bat of Trevor Werner. So two down and a man for Brett Squires, the left-handed hitting first baseman. He'll take a curveball that floats into the top of the zone for strike one. Yesterday, the Bandits went 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and they stranded 8 runners in a 5-1 loss. Bandits have started out tonight 0-for-2. 0-1. Fastball left up. Squires got his first night off of the season yesterday in this series thus far, having played in the first two games. He's 3-for-6 with a homer. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good fastball off the outside edge. It's 1-2. Brett hits 274 for Quad Cities. The cleanup man has knocks in 5 straight games and is 8 for his last 19. A look back to Rockefeller, the 1-2. Fastball taken up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, oh boy, not only are these pitches coming in mid to upper 90s, like I said, they are just riding hard to the right side and moving away from a left-handed batter like Squires. 2-2, a fastball jammed him. It's a grounder to first. Montgomery fields and flips to Milbrandt, and that ends the inning. So nothing comes of the leadoff double. The Bandits strand a man in scoring position in the top of the first. No score through one half frame. Out to the hill, Frank Mazzucato, the Royals' number 4 prospect, looking to troll yet another gem in his 4th start of the year. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Carson Rockefeller opened the game with his 5th double of the season, but the Bandits were unable to move him off second base, and Carson Milbrandt has a scoreless frame to start his ball game. Now it's Frank Mazzucato's turn, the first overall pick by the Royals back in 2021. I should say the first round pick. Frank Mazzucato, taken in the seventh overall pick in 2021, makes his fourth start of the year for the Bandits after taking the first week of the full season off and immediately putting his stamp on the West Michigan series. Leadoff guy for Beloit is Yidi Capé. Mazzucato starts him outside for ball one, and the bottom of the first is underway. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball towards the top of the zone, 1-1. Capé super aggressive at the plate. He went 0-for-4 yesterday. Here's the pitch. Another high fastball at an even 90. Two balls, one strike. Capé so far in this series just 1-for-12, but he's only struck out twice as he takes a fastball just outside and works ahead 3-1. Mazzucato has walked six in his first 14 innings this year, but nothing has come of it. The pitch. Right down the middle. That's the slider, and it's a called strike two. Frank working quickly right back on the slab. 10 seconds on the pitch clock. He deals. And that's low and away, ball four. So a leadoff walk issued to Capé. He is not a guy who typically works those. Of course, when you talk about Mazzucato, you can't help but mention the terrific 12-6 curveball, which is the best pitch in his arsenal. He added the slider at the end of last year, and his fastball and changeup complement each other decently well, but the velo for the four-seamer, seldom going to be above 90. He now goes left on left against Jake Thompson. First pitch in the dirt, knocked down by Hernandez. Off for second goes Capé, and he gets there with no throw. Got a perfect read on that ball in the dirt. And it will be a wild pitch charged to Frank Mazzucato, his first of the season. What's been most impressive for Frank is that he's given up just one hit in each of his first three starts. Another piece to what's been a tremendous starting staff for Quad Cities. 1-0 to Thompson. Fastball on the inner half, a called strike. Jake has only played in 9 games for Beloit this year, but he is hitting over .440 with a .1090 OPS, including a home run and 6 RBIs. 1-1 pitch. Slider cut on and missed off the inside portion of the zone, and Frank moves ahead 1-2. Mazzucato with that curly black hair sticking out the back of his ball cap. 6'3", 175 pounds, and a native of Hartford, Connecticut. Royals drafted him out of East Catholic High School in Manchester back in 2021. Back on the slab after a timeout, he's ready to deal. 1-2 pitch to Thompson on the way. Fastball, see you later. Called strike three at the knees. Perfectly placed pitch by Frankie. And that's the young southpaw's first strikeout of the game. So after the leadoff walk, a K of one of the few lefty batters Mazzucato will face today. And now he goes up against the right-handed Josh Zamora, the second baseman. 4 homers and 12 RBIs to his credit this year. First pitch, slider in at the top of the zone. Zamora hitting .268. He's also got a couple of doubles mixed in there. He has been one of the more consistent offensive pieces for Billy Gardner Jr. this season. 0-1. Fastball up. Evens the count. Here's the defensive alignment for Quad Cities. Left to right in the outfield, Ramirez, Rockefort, Dickey. The dynamic duo of Pineda and Johnson back at short and second base. Mazzucato is ready to pitch. He's set just above the belt. Staring back, Capé. Now the 1-1. Low and outside. Corner infielders per usual. Warner at third. Squires across the way at first. And behind the plate, Omar Hernandez making his 12th start at catcher this year, playing in his 12th game. 2-1 pitch. High and away. Another fastball that's left above the zone, and Zamora's in a 3-1 count. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. Each team has gotten at least one base runner to second already. 3-1 pitch. That's low. Ball four. Fastball missed the mark. And Mazzucato has given up two walks here in the first inning. A couple of close pitches, but just a bit out of the zone. Brooks Conrad, the River Bandits skipper, gives out a couple of defensive signs from the top step of the dugout. Hernandez standing out in front of home, making sure the defense notices them. Now he puts the mask back on and crouches in front of Brandon Schmidt. Skycarp with runners at first and second, and one out for the cleanup hitter, Jake DeLeo. A pick to second. Cappe went in awkwardly, but he's in ahead of the tag from Johnson. Yeedy was caught somewhere between a slide and a stand. An awkward crouch, but he's in either way. Mazzucato's attention now to DeLeo. First pitch. Wave and a miss at the fastball. 0-1. Mazzucato last year pitched 12 times for the Columbia Fireflies, the Royals' single-A affiliate. All of those outings starts. A look to Cappe. The 0-1. Low and inside with the slider. He posted a 3.04 earned run average with 85 strikeouts and 56 in the third innings. That's a strikeout per nine of over 13.5. 1-1. Curveball off the plate outside by a hair. 2-1. He earned a midseason call-up to Quad Cities. Had some good moments, but overall struggled with an ERA north of 7. Another hitter's count for the Skycarp as Mazzucato's 2-1 comes home. No time is called. Home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt throws up both hands and then points to Jake DeLeo. It was the batter asking for time. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first. Skycarp with runners at first and second and one out. Mazzucato with 18 pitches here in the first inning. He deals, and it's a swing and a miss on the heat. Jake, the 22-year-old from Stamford, Connecticut, sixth-round pick in 2023 by the Marlins. Left-hander comes set, the 2-2. Too high on the fastball. Mazzucato's tried to get a couple of chases on that pitch, but it's been too high to even consider swinging at. It's now a full count. The payoff. Foul ball off of Hernandez. He almost held on to it. Ricocheted off his exposed right arm, which looks to be okay. DeLeo with just one walk in his first five games this year. But he's also only struck out four times. Frank will try again. Look to Cappe. Pitch clock down to two. The payoff. Slider punched foul off the tarp on the left side. So this will be at least an eight-pitch battle between Mazzucato and DeLeo. Like I said, Jake had a base hit taken away by Jack Pineda. Probably saw the highlights on social media today. Jack Pineda and Justin Johnson, who are once again at short and second tonight, both made a pair of terrific defensive highlights. 3-2 once more. Curveball, got him looking. He's frozen on the old 12-6, and there are two gone. Gutsy pitch from Frank Mazzucato, and it's just what the doctor ordered. An 80-mile-per-hour curveball just teardropped its way into the middle of the zone, and DeLeo didn't have any idea what to do with it. So now two outs on the board, but still two Skycarp on. And the switch-hitting left fielder, Carlos Santiago at the plate, of course, batting right-handed. First pitch swinging. It's a chopper to third. Warner grabs it to the left of the bag, throws over to first anyways, but it's a foul ball. Santiago had gotten off to a really tough start this series. He made his series debut on Wednesday, went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Then yesterday, started out 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a pop-up. But in the eighth inning, gave the Skycarp some insurance with a two-run tater to right field. Just an absolute bomb for his third of the year. Mazzucato back ready to deal. 0-1 coming home. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Santiago was late. Nothing in two. So Frank has given up a couple of walks in this inning, but he's got two strikeouts to help nullify them to this point. Perhaps a third here. Frankie, again, running the pitch clock all the way down. 0-2. Got him, chasing on the fastball. Finally, a Skycarp goes after that elevated heat. And Mazzucato, sure enough, gets his third K and strands two Beloit base runners. We go to the second at ABC Supply Stadium, and we're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Base runners in our first inning tonight, but nothing to show for it. A scoreless first frame takes us to the second. Skycarp and River Bandits battling it out for the fourth time this week. Carson Milbrandt, the number six prospect in the Marlins organization, continuing his outing. He'll get Hernandez, Dickey, and Pineda in the top of two. Right on right, he'll work against Omar, the Bandits catcher. First pitch, called strike on the lower inside corner. Milbrandt gave up a leadoff double to Carson Rockefeller, but then picked up the next three outs in order. 0-1. Couldn't get him to chase the curve. It's low. Hernandez is playing in his 12th game for Quad Cities this year, and although he's hitting just 200, he has reached safely in his last seven. An upright stance for him in the box. 1-1 pitch. Curveball a bit high. Hernandez and Carter Jensen have made up one of the best base-stealing catcher duos in the league. They have combined for 15 stolen bases, and only Jensen has been caught, and that was once. 2-1. In the air, right field, sinking down towards the line. DeLeo can't get there. It two hops along the chalk. Hernandez wants two. The throw from the outfield, got him. A point out to DeLeo by the shortstop, Olmstead, who slapped the glove on Omar. That is going to be a base hit for him, but 9-6. Retiring the greedy catcher. Again, Hernandez has some good speed. He's getting high fives in that third base dugout. You know, Brooks Conrad loves that aggressiveness. But the Skycarp were not interested in giving up another leadoff double. So now Jared Dickey with no one on. He takes outside, ball one. Speaking of streaks, Jared has now reached in 10 consecutive ball games. Went 1-for-4 with a single. It's his only trip on the base paths yesterday. Pitch clock down to one. Milbrandt delivers. fastball grounded to second. A two-hopper for Zamora and a routine throw to first for the second out. So two down for Quad Cities in the top of the second inning. And up comes the left-handed hitting shortstop, Jack Pineda. Although he was great defensively yesterday at the plate, Pineda went 0 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts. Milbrandt's first pitch to him. Fastball just off the plate outside. One of the keys for Milbrandt this year as he continues to develop through the Marlins system is learning to control what has been improved stuff in the eyes of scouts. Here's the 1-0. Fastball sent foul over the left side. He already had an impressive fastball coming into his professional career, but a lot of scouts thought that even though he struggled statistically last season between Jupiter and Beloit, his arsenal developed further and got much more dangerous as the fastball is taken outside, 2-1. So now what scouts want to see him do is control that. This year he's walked 9 and 17 and 2/3 entering action today. And of course, no walks allowed tonight. 2-1 to Pineda. Just a bit low. I think that was the changeup, count 3-1. And when you look at Milbrandt's fastball and just how much it moves, you can understand why it might be a challenge for the young hurler to kind of dial that in at this stage of his career. But if he can, yikes. 3-1. Fastball drilled through the right side, a base hit. It squeaks past Zamora, and Pineda has a two-out single. That was one of the straighter fastballs that Milbrandt has thrown today, and Pineda took advantage. Jack's second hit of the series. He's now 2-for-9, and the inning is extended for his up-the-middle partner, the second baseman, Justin Johnson. Milbrandt spins the ball in his right hand as he gets the sign. Now sets at the chest. First pitch, low and away, ball one. 17th game for JJ. He's hitting an even 200, but has three doubles, a triple, and also three stolen bases. Scoreless ball game in the top of the second, a man on, two outs. Milbrandt fires, wave and a miss at the fastball, 1-1. Johnson, if he's done anything in Quad Cities during a short time in the Midwest League, it's been play amazing defense, and one of those things where the bat is almost secondary as the throw goes to first, and Pineda's back with a head first dive. It's one of those guys that you just have to get in the lineup because what he provides defensively is so valuable. And frankly, you can say that for the vast majority of the Bandits roster this year. Leaves Brooks Conrad with some tough decisions. 1-1, chopped up the middle. Zamora right behind the second base bag to field it. And he'll take it to the bag himself at second to end the inning. So Quad Cities gets a couple of singles against Carson Milbrandt. They've already got three hits against the young Marlins prospect, but nothing to show for it. Bottom of the second next. We're scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Frank Mazzucato back to the hill for the bottom of the second at ABC Supply Stadium. Still nothing. River Bandits and Sky Carp in the midst of a six-game series. Bandits, in the month of April, played four series and won all of them. But they trail in this set 2-1. Sky Carp handed Quad Cities back-to-back L's. In the bottom of the second, it'll be 6-7-8 due up for Billy Gardner Jr. First man, Torin Montgomery, taking a fastball at the top of the zone. He is the Marlins' number 30 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Mazzucato's 0-1. Skipped in front of the plate, off the chest protector of Hernandez. Really great pitching matchup today for this Friday night contest. Two arms picked within the top three rounds of their respective drafts, and both are top 10 organizational prospects. 1-1, hit in the air, high towards the right field corner, chasing Dickey, and this one's going to get out of play over on the picnic deck. Not a lot of foul territory at that end of the ballpark. Usually if it's foul, no one's going to catch it. There's probably, at most, 5 feet of space between the wall and the chalk in that corner. Mazzucato's 1-2, way too high with the fastball. Again, still trying to locate that pitch, but he got Santiago to chase in the first inning. 2-2. Slider got him swinging. Strike three right off the lower outside corner. A pitch that was quite complimentary to the high heat. So Mazzucato has 4 outs recorded in this game, and all have come via the K. Got 3 straight punchies as he now faces Cam Barstad with the bases empty. Left on left, first pitch. Slider, bottom of the zone, a called strike. Both Mazzucato and Milbrandt taken out of high school as the lefty deals. Another slider, that one a bit too low. It's incredible looking back at Mazzucato's prep career at East Catholic High School in Connecticut. He was otherworldly, the pitch. Slow roller foul off the first base dugout. During his senior season in 2021, he led the Eagles to a Class M state championship with a 17-strikeout performance in the title game. And at one point during that regular season, he recorded a scoreless inning streak of 30 1/3 innings. 1-2, bounced softly to first, gloved by Squires. He'll take it to first himself, not needing Mazzucato, and there are two down. First out picked up by Frankie today that has not been a K. And that brings up Johnny Olmstead, bases clear. Not only did Mazzucato have that shutout inning streak, but during that streak, he picked up 4 straight no-hitters. First pitch to Olmstead, low and inside. I can't imagine being one of the batters to face Mazzucato during that stretch. Can't imagine how helpless that would be. 1-0. Popped him up. This in the home plate area on the left side. Third baseman Trevor Werner comes in front of the coach's box. He reaches up and makes the catch. That is another scoreless inning for Frank Mazzucato. Sky Carp go down in order in their half of the second. To the top of three we go. 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
the sun setting over the third base side here at ABC Supply Stadium. We begin the top of the third, 7:10 Central Time here in southern Wisconsin. Another Name That Tune going on. And we did get Don't Stop Believin' on the second night. All right, good. We're 1-for-2. I'm not thrilled, but we'll take what we can get. For the Bandits, Gene Ramirez, the 9-hole hitter, and then the top of the order to face Milbrandt. Gene tries to bunt the first pitch, but he fouls it into the screen. We're talking about the scoreless inning streak for Frank Mazzucato back in high school, when he put together a shutout frame stretch of over 30 innings. Milbrandt takes a deep breath, his 0-1 to Gene. He again squares, but pulls back, and the pitch is outside. Mazzucato, no stranger to scoreless inning streaks here in the professional ranks. He has the longest scoreless inning streak to start the year here in the Midwest League. 1-1 pitch. Again, Gene squares. He pulls back, but it's outside. Third baseman Cafe is about halfway home as he charges after the pitch. Remember, you've got to have both feet basically on the dirt. Here's the 2-1. Gene fakes the bunt, pulls back the swing, and then takes inside. 3-1. Including his two innings today, Mazzucato has fired 16 straight scoreless innings to start the year with 21 strikeouts. 3-1 to Ramirez. Fastball fouled off the netting again. That runs the count full. The pitcher with the second longest scoreless inning streak among starters this year, of course, in the Midwest League, Ben Kuderna, who from April 12th to April 18th threw 11 consecutive shutout frames. En route to Midwest League Pitcher of the Week honors. Ramirez back in the box. Milbrandt's payoff toss headed home. Gene squares. He puts it down to the left side. Milbrandt can't field with the bare hand, and Gene is safe without a throw. Well, there's the first two-strike bunt hit for Gene Ramirez in 2024. We saw him do it a couple of times last season. And he finally gets one after he's tried a few times already. The third base dugout, full of Bandits with smiles on their face. They all quite pleased to see that. So a man on, nobody out for Rockefort. Leadoff guy takes a strike on the fastball. So the first trip through the order, Milbrandt picked up one strikeout. He didn't walk anybody, and he didn't give up any runs. However, he gave up four hits, including a double to Carson. Milbrandt deals. Fastball missed outside. 1-1. Bandit's starting pitching staff has been unbelievable to start the year. It's still the best ERA-wise in all of High A. Throw over to first, backstanding Ramirez. In 113 and two-thirds innings this year, Bandit starters have an earned run average of just 285. Milbrandt's 1-1. Runner goes. Swing and a miss at the plate. The throw to second is in time, and the tag is applied. Cam Barstad throws out Gene Ramirez trying to take second base. First time Gene's been caught this year. Barstad showcasing why he's a very solid defensive catcher. So just like that, the leadoff base runner removed. The pitch to Rockefort is a called strike three. Breaking ball on the outer edge. Second K for Milbrandt, and the second out in the third. Well, that's certainly a big swing towards the Beloit dugout. Bandits had a man on with nobody out, and over the course of one pitch, base runner eliminated and two gone. So now it's up to Carter Jensen to extend the inning. He struck out on just three pitches his first time up. He's the Royals' number 10 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Milbrandt's first pitch to him. Fouled off the glove of Barstad, back to the screen, 0-1. Speaking of Carter Jensen, he and Ben Kuderna were recognized by the Kansas City Royals as the Quad Cities Player and Pitchers of the Month for April. 0-1. That's low. One ball, one strike. So a shout out to those guys who, like so many River Bandits, dominated in the first month of the year. Jensen's got his average to 326 with a 950 OPS. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Fastball got past him. It's one ball, two strikes. Jensen had 7 extra base hits in the month of April and 22 walks to lead High A. 1-2 pitch. Curveball taken low. Good leave by Carter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jensen with 198 walks since 2022, his first full season of pro action. That's tied for 5th most in minor league baseball. Has over 200 in his career when you go back one more year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Milbrandt gets him with the mid-90s fastball, and he strikes out his Kansas City brethren for the second time in the game. So the Bandits get the leadoff single, but a caught stealing and a pair of Ks keep them off the board through 3. We've got 2.5 in the books at ABC Supply Stadium, 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Much like the early innings yesterday, Quad Cities has gotten some decent traffic on the base paths against the Skycarp, but nothing to show for it. Bandits have recorded 4 hits, including a double against Carson Milbrandt, but nobody's been able to make it to third, and we remain in a scoreless tie. So bottom third of the third, or bottom, bottom half of the third coming your way. Chase Latrell, the 9-hole hitter for the Skycarp, leads it off against Frank Mazzucato. First pitch swinging, he uncorks one to deep center. Rocco on a sprint back, turns up, looks at the wall, and it bangs off the padding. That's going to be a leadoff double for Chase Latrell, and it nearly left the yard. That is just the 4th hit of the season allowed by Mazzucato, and the first for Beloit tonight. Certainly the hardest hit ball Mazzucato has given up. Third double for Latrell. He nearly missed his third homer. A man in scoring position for Yidi Capé, who will take a high slider for ball one. Capé, spelled C-A-P-P-E, is the number 7 prospect in the Marlins organization. 6'3", 175. 23 years old, 21 years old. He swings 1-0 and fouls it into the screen. One ball and a strike. He defected from Cuba back in 2018, but did not debut until 2021. Waiting for the right opportunity with the international bonus situation as Capé grounds one foul to the left side. He is the only Cuban-born player on the Beloit roster. And for Quad Cities, the catcher, Omar Hernandez. The only Cubano. Those two next to each other right now as Hernandez takes a look at him. And now gives the sign to Frankie. Runner at second. 1-2 pitch. On the way. Pop up. First base side. It's going to slice out of play into the seats. I want to give you the numbers for Ben Kuderna, who I mentioned was the Quad Cities pitcher of the month for April. Made four starts for the Bandits, posted a 1.37 ERA with 25 Ks and just under 20 innings. 1-2 again. In the dirt, good block by Hernandez. Runner stays put. Kuderna, in addition to the 25 Ks, also had a 27.4% in-zone whiff percentage, meaning that's how many times somebody swung through a pitch that was in the strike zone. 2-2. Fast grounder to third base. Right at Werner, though. He will field and make a strong throw to first for the out. And Latrell, with the ground ball in front of him, had to stay put. Well, that was one of the ideal outcomes for Mazzucato. He gets an out without the runner advancing. And now he'll get that left-on-left opportunity against Jake Thompson. 26-year-old out of Albert Lea, Minnesota. First pitch. Slider fouled off the Bandits' dugout down the line. And Trevor Werner's going to have to go chase it by the berm. A crowd of kids waiting for him to throw it up into the seats. They all play a game of 500 with him as they dive onto the artificial berm. Runner at second, Chase Luttrell. After the leadoff double, one out on the board. Mazzucato with a couple of looks back towards him. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the inner half. One ball, two strikes. The heater at 89 there. Talked about it earlier. Mazzucato, a upper 80s, low 90s guy. It's all about location and craftiness for the young southpaw. Looking for his fifth strikeout. The pitch. Grounded through the left side. It's a base hit. Could score. Luttrell rounds third base. The throw from Ramirez and left. Not in time. Up the second goes Thompson. And the throw almost into center field. But Justin Johnson made a diving catch to stop Hernandez's throw from perhaps giving Thompson yet another bag. So that opens the scoring in the third. An RBI single for Jake Thompson. A seeing eye poke through the left side will give him RBI number 7 on the year and end the scoreless inning streak for Frank Mazzucato. Now the pitch to Zamora. That's hammered but foul over the left side. Way out of play. So the streak ends at 16 and a third shutout frames. What a stretch to begin the year for Frank Mazzucato. Everything you could have hoped for. 0-1. Fastball missed away. So that's the big hit that Quad Cities has lacked in these last couple of games. Bandits have stranded a couple of base runners today. They've got four hits against the Skycarp starter Carson Milbrandt as Zamora fouls one back, 1-2. But just like they did against Cade Gibson yesterday, Bandits got seven base runners against him in the first three innings and only scored one. Bandits score second this year. They're just 4-4 when they score first, 12-3. They'll play from behind tonight. 1-2 to Zamora. In the dirt, Hernandez chases it down, and Thompson retreats to second base. Sun now officially off the infield with the exception of one strip right in front of the first baseman, Brett Squires, who has the shades on still. The pitch. Tapper foul behind Tome, and oh no! Young man Soda just hit the ground and exploded. First victim this week on the foul ball to the screen. People have been setting their concessions items on that ledge, but if the ball hits the screen in the right spot, it's toast, just like that. Zamora takes one in the dirt, full count. Young man was now wiping his face off. He had a little splashback. It's the risky run with those VIP seats. 3-2. Thompson goes for third. The pitch is low and away. No throw down. A stolen bag for Thompson and the second walk of the game for Josh Zamora. So give Thompson credit for the stolen base. That's his first of the year. And after Mazzucato's third walk, Derek Lewis decides it's time to pay the young man a visit. Sky Carp with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Mazzucato's had to throw quite a few pitches today. Through 2 1/3, he's delivered 54 times. 32 of those have gone for a strike. Of course, the big thing for Mazzucato moving forward is limiting the walks. It's been one of his biggest issues through his young pro career. A walk per nine rate of 6.3 entering action. But he's also got a strikeout per nine of 12.1. So Jake DeLeo now at the plate after the mound visit. First and third, one out. First pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Pineda charges. Flip to JJ. Throw to first. Bounces past Squires. The run's going to score. And I think DeLeo would have been safe either way. So it's now 2-0 Beloit. DeLeo's going to get credit for an RBI. That goes in the books as his first of the season. And the inning will continue on a little bit further. That one just not hit hard enough to turn two. Johnson tried because a chance to end the inning was there, but to no avail. Carlos Santiago now takes a changeup in the dirt. Of course, no air on Johnson's throw. The pitch. Popped him up. Right side of home plate, the catcher Hernandez sheds the mask, moves into the Sky Carp on deck circle, and makes the catch. He ran into the donut on his way there, but no problem. That ends the inning. Sky Carp, though, on the board twice. An RBI single for Jake Thompson, and a run on a ground out off the bat of Jake DeLeo. 2-0 Carp. We go to the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the first third of tonight's ball game, it's the Beloit Sky Carp with an early 2-0 lead. An RBI off the bat of Jake Thompson and Jake DeLeo. The difference right now. Mazzucato's scoreless inning streak to start the year ends at 16 1/3. But nonetheless, a terrific start for him as Trevor Werner sends the first pitch he sees deep to left. If it's fair, it's gone, and they say it's foul. Boy, oh boy, Werner demolished that one. And it was so high and so far. That's a tough call for Brandon Schmidt, but no argument from Brooks Conrad or anyone in that third base dugout. Werner may be asking for some verification. And now he'll use his batter timeout to perhaps catch his breath. Now Werner flew out to right field his first time up. Two of his 14 hits this year have been long balls. He's got those two in over his last four games. Here's the 0-1. Called strike. Another fastball from Milbrandt. 0-2. Carson gave up a leadoff single to Gene Ramirez on a bunt in the first inning, or excuse me, in the third inning. But Ramirez was caught stealing, and Milbrandt struck out Rockefort and Jensen to face the minimum. 0-2. Just low and away with a curveball. Good take from Werner. Quad Cities out hitting Beloit 4-2. But as was the case yesterday, it was the quality of the hit that's been the difference. The pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Glenn Meyerhofer, the field umpire, indicates Werner held up. Two balls, two strikes. So now the sun officially gone from the infield. That strip over by first base. No more. We're playing exclusively in the shade. 2-2. Fastball called. Strike three. Base of the zone. That's three straight strikeouts for Milbrandt. And they've come against the top third of the Bandits' order second time through. So one out, nobody on for Brett Squires. Brett, and a bounce out to first in the first. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, ball one. In addition to being a top prospect pitcher, Milbrandt, a terrific basketball player in high school. Here's the 1-0. Called strike, outside edge, 1-1. He was an all-district basketball player at Liberty High School. And it's the athleticism which kind of sets him apart from his coworkers, if you will. This 1-1, fouled back to the screen, a ball and two strikes. Of course, people always make jokes about pitchers not being athletes and all that. Obviously, I don't subscribe to that theory, but there are certainly some pitchers who are more athletic than others, and Milbrandt's in the top half. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball blown by him. That is four consecutive strikeouts for Milbrandt, and he is locked in. He is challenging Bandits hitters with that fastball, and Quad Cities has yet to find an answer. So two down, nobody on for the catcher, Omar Hernandez. Picked up the second hit of the game for Quad Cities with a single in the second. He'll take high, ball one. Hernandez sent one into right field, and shallow. Chased DeLeo towards the foul line. Omar thought he could turn it into a double, and he was thrown out trying to do so. Here's the 1-0. In the dirt, skipping into the glove of the catcher, Barstad. Two balls, no strikes. I mentioned earlier, Omar from La Habana, Cuba, spent parts of the last three seasons in single-A Colombia. Now the 22-year-old in high-A for the first time. 2-0. Changeup at the base of the zone, a called strike one. Skycarp have a 2-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning. Carson Milbrandt is most certainly crafting his best outing of the year thus far, although you could make an argument for opening day. 2-1. Called strike. Curveball on the edge, and it's 2-2. Milbrandt threw five scoreless against Cedar Rapids on opening night 2024. Gave up just two hits with one walk and five strikeouts, but Tonight he's already got 5 strikeouts, and we're not even through 4. Bandits have gotten a few more hits, though. Hillbrandt's battled back into the count 2-2. The pitch to Hernandez. Fastball got him looking. Carson Hillbrandt strikes out the side in the fourth. He's got 5 consecutive Ks, and the Bandits' offense is stuck right now. We go to the fifth, 2-1, Beloit on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. In a battle of 2 top prospect pitchers, it's Carson Hillbrandt who is out-dueling Frank Mazzucato. The two have combined for 10 strikeouts in the first 3.5 innings, but Hillbrandt's got 5 of those back-to-back since midway through the third. In the bottom of the fourth, Torin Montgomery leads it off. First pitch to the Skycarp. First baseman is lined to third and snagged by Trevor Werner. We saw Jack Pineda made a jumping catch on that left side of the diamond yesterday. And now it's Werner getting involved. He's already 6'4". So to hit it over his head, even more challenging. So one out for Barstad. Left on left, Mazzucato's fastball missed up. Cameron a ground out to first back in the second inning. He had the big go-ahead two-run homer last night for Beloit. He takes a curveball in the dirt. Milbrandt's actually thrown more pitches than Mazzucato tonight, despite all the efficiency. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Correction, now the count, 2-1. Obviously, Milbrandt's thrown an extra frame. But Mazzucato has dealt with quite a bit more traffic. He's now over the 60-pitch mark. 2-1. Fastball, left center cut, drilled to right field, but caught by Jared Dickey. A couple of steps in for him, and there are 2 gone. 2 outs on the board, but not necessarily comfortable outs for Quad Cities. Montgomery and Barstad hitting the ball hard, just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Nonetheless, 2 outs. And here comes Johnny Olmstead, the shortstop. First pitch. A bit high, ball 1. This is Johnny's first season with the Beloit Skycarp. He swings through a changeup. 1-1. He was the Marlins' 16th round pick out of USC last year. Last year with the Trojans in 2023, hit .288 with a .934 OPS, 11 homers and 10 stolen bases. The pitch, breaking ball on the outer edge, a called strike 2. Played in the Cape Cod League in the summer of 2023 before being drafted. Played a couple of games at Jupiter. The pitch, grounded foul behind Billy Gardner Jr. He played 12 games in the Florida Complex League, then 12 games with the Hammerheads in the Florida State League. But after being a four-year college player, the Marlins trying to speed up his development, sending him to high A this year as Mazzucato buries a curveball in the dirt. And Olmstead lays off. He did start the year in Jupiter, Olmstead, that is. Only played five games there. But right up to the Midwest League as time has been called. Brandon Schmidt, the home plate umpire, is asking to converse with Glenn Meyerhofer down the first baseline. Maybe asking if the pitch hit Olmstead? I don't think it did, but we'll see what Glenn thinks. And Brandon looking back into the first base dugout gives a thumbs up to somebody in there. Billy Garner Jr., the manager, is in the third base coach's box, and he's currently just stretching out right now. So Olmstead back in there. Two outs, nobody on. Mazzucato's 2-2 on the way. Just outside. Mazzucato was about to walk off into the dugout, but Brandon Schmidt never signaled strike. Brooks Conrad now gives a thumbs up out to Schmidt. Look at the amicable conversations today. 3-2. Ground ball to third. Down on a knee, Werner. He gloves, throw to first, skips to Squires, but he gloves it out of the dirt and ends the inning. Nice bounce back frame for Frank Mazzucato. He gives up a little bit of hard contact, but retires the Skycarp 1-2-3. We go to the fifth. The Bandits need some runs. It's 2-0 Beloit. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Frank Mazzucato's given up just two runs in four innings tonight, but Carson Milbrandt has handed the Bandits one of Poopsie's goose eggs. He has thrown four scoreless, working around four hits with no walks and five strikeouts. Skycarp up 2-0 in the fifth. Jared Dickey will lead it off. The Bandits' right fielder gets us going. First pitch. Fastball tails outside. Milbrandt gave up four hits in his first two and a third, but he's now struck out five in a row. The pitch. Fastball, called strike, lower outside corner. Dickey, a ground out to second, his first time up in the second. Looks over his right shoulder as he stares down Milbrandt. 1-1. Dickey fouls it off the end of the bat over the third base side. Jared's got quite the unique stance and really unique swing. He stands with his feet basically on either end of the box. And when he loads, he does the old toe tap. 1-2. Fouled back to the backstop. It's generated a lot of power, though, for Dickey. He's got four homers to lead the Bandits through 22 games this year. He's played in 22. This is game number 25 for the team. He's tied for sixth in the league with those four homers. Mel Brandt looking for another K. Here's the 1-2. Fouled back again. Nice work from Dickey. A bit thrown off with the curveball, but he kept the hands back enough to send it aside. Mel Brandt with 6 strikeouts in the game. That ties his season high, which he picked up over 6 frames against South Bend back on April 19th. Another 2-strike offering. Swing and a miss. Down on the fastball. That is 7 strikeouts and 6 in a row for Carson Milbrandt. He is carving up this Bandits order like a Thanksgiving turkey. Wow. Well, you can see why he's the Marlins' number 6 prospect. And he is just freshly 20 years old. Here's Jack Pineda. First pitch, low. Milbrandt's done a good job of mixing up his pitches today. Clearly the fastball and the curve, the primary options. But the changeup has been mixed in well. 1-0. There it was there. A bit outside. 2-1. Correction, 2 balls and no strikes. I beg your pardon. Infield shifted to right, playing Pineda to pull. He singled his first time up as one of the Bandits' 4 hits. Now he takes off the plate inside. Barstead couldn't squeeze it. It goes to the backstop, so the Skycar bat boy will have to chase it down. A little bit of a glow on the horizon at ABC Supply Stadium. The downtown buildings here in Beloit lit up on the roof. The pitch. Fastball missed outside. 3-0. And correction, that is ball 4. So Jack Pineda works the first walk of the game for Quad Cities. He's also the first River Bandit to reach multiple times tonight. So that finally ends the string of strikeouts, which stops at a not-so-measly 6. Now it's the other middle infielder, Justin Johnson. No Brandt into the stretch for the first time in a while. He missed inside with a curveball. Milbrandt not quite as effective here. He's over 70 pitches now, so perhaps some fatigue starting to creep in there. The pitch. Ground ball, left side, gloved by Cappe to second for 1. Around the horn to first. Montgomery kept his foot on the bag. That's an inning-ending double play. So even when the Bandits get a base runner, Milbrandt finds a way to face the minimum. He's kept the Bandits off the board through 5 shutout frames. He's got a season-high 7 strikeouts, and Quad Cities has had no answers for the 20-year-old righty thus far. Looks like Frank Mazzucato is going back out for the bottom of the 5th. It's 2-0, Beloit.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Halfway through game 4 of this 6-game set, Beloit trying to win its 3rd straight against Quad Cities. They're up 2-0 in the bottom of the 5th. Chase Luttrell, again first pitch swinging against Mazzucato, sends one high in the air to left field, but it's a can of corn grab for Ramirez. And that is now 5 straight retired by Mazzucato. gave up both of his runs in the third inning, and they were sparked with a Latrell double, which he sent off the middle of the straightaway center wall. Again, tried to ambush Mazzucato, his second trip to the plate, but nothing comes of it. Here's the first pitch to Yidi Capé. It's inside for ball one. Third baseman for the Sky Carp is the first man on the lineup card tonight, as Mazzucato missed outside. The line for Frank so far, 4 1/3, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. The pitch. Check swing. The appeal down. No swing. It's low and outside for a ball. 3-0 on Capé. Mazzucato walked him to start his night in the first. The pitch. He walked him again. Curveball missed inside. So a one-out walk issue to the Skycarb leadoff man. Three free passes, make that 4 free passes given out tonight. That is a season high for Mazzucato, who had not given up more than 3 in each of his first 3 outings. So now it's the Bandits looking for the double play ball. Left on left against Jake Thompson. Mazzucato softly tosses one over to first just to check on Capé. The Bandits got a walk from Jack Pineda with 1 out against Milbrandt in the top half, which ended a string of 6 consecutive strikeouts. But then the righty got Justin Johnson to bounce into an inning-ending double play. Mazzucato throws to first. Capé takes off for second. Squires to Pineda. The tag is put down, and he's out. Frank Mazzucato picks off Capé, who got a little too aggressive. And so much for that leadoff walk. That's the 6th pitcher pickoff this year for the Bandits. The first picked up by Mazzucato. So now attention back to Thompson, the pitch. Curveball a bit low. The second and third time through the order, Mazzucato hasn't started with nearly as many first pitch strikes as he did first trip through. 1-0. Hammered left field and deep. Ramirez back onto the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch, a pace or two in front of the wall, and that will end the inning. Some more hard contact for Beloit, but Mazzucato's getting the outs. He's completed 5 frames, giving up just 2 runs, but Quad Cities can't get anything going against Carson Milbrandt, who is on his way back out for the 6th. 2-0 Sky Carp on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Time through the order, the Bandits will try to figure out the Rubik's Cube that's been Carson Milbrandt. He has held the Bandits scoreless through the first 5 innings tonight and helped this Sky Carp take a 2-0 lead. Junior Mirez, the 9-hole hitter, will face Milbrandt for the second time, and then it turns over. Ramirez, a bunt single in a full count back in the third. Capé already playing in, anticipating some more small ball. Right-hander's first pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Ramirez doing his little stutter step swing where he kind of takes a half step forward as he's starting to swing the bat. A 1. Low and outside, 1-1. He was having all kinds of fun during batting practice. He does all types of different bunts and shuffles with the feet. I don't know how it works for him, but it does. He does it again. It takes the pitch inside. 2-1. It's just like he's taking a shuffle step up the line. Not quite like how Ichiro used to do it, but not dissimilar. 2-1. A normal approach from him here, but the pitch missed in. 3 balls, 1 strike. So Milbrandt, who started to look a little more human in the last inning, now it's 77 pitches. Maybe the Bandits will be a bit more aggressive, or rather a bit more conservative. 3-1. That fastball is in. Ball 4. That is the second walk in the last 3 batters allowed by Milbrandt. So Gene has that secondary leadoff man in the 9th spot. Reaches to lead off an inning for the second time. And now Carson Rockefort. Carson snapped an 0-for-9 with a leadoff double, but was left stranded. Milbrandt got his revenge, striking him out in the 3rd. First pitch in the dirt. Runner goes. No throw down. Barstead could not handle it. And Gene is going to get a stolen base after he was caught back in the 3rd inning. So Gene's not going to stop being aggressive even after being caught the first time. And in scoring position for Rocco is the 1-0. Is swung through. Fastball at the top of the zone. That double for Rockefort, his 5th of the season. Ties him with Brett Squires for the team lead. The pitch fouled into the screen. In terms of the league rankings, Quad Cities has the fewest doubles in the league. That's just their 31st in now 25 games this year. Their team's slugging percentage and their batting average are second worst in the Midwest League at .350 and .227 overall. Bandits offense has gotten enough done to get QC a 16-8 record, but certainly work to be done. 1-2 to Rockefort, misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Usually when the Bandits offense is clicking, it's a lot of station-to-station, singles, stolen bases, sacrifice flies, small ball. They're not really a team that's going to load up for multiple homers on you. Rockefort slaps the 2-2 out of play, stays alive. Pitch count now over 80 for Milbrandt, and the Skycarp have gotten a man up in the bullpen, as has Quad Cities. We're in the top of the 6th at ABC Supply Stadium. 2-0 Skycarp. 2-2 to Rocco again. Fastball just a bit low. Good take, and the count goes full. So this is, I think, the best opportunity the Bandits are going to have against Milbrandt tonight. He is flat out shoved through 5 innings, and now nearing the end of his start. Got to at least get him for something before he exits. 3-2. Popped him up. Left side, infield. Edie Cappe, the 3rd baseman, makes a routine grab. And that's the first out. So Milbrandt wins a key battle there. Once again, Quad City's not able to move the man up from second base. Rockefort himself left at second base after starting the game with a double. So now a shift to right field for Carter Jensen, the Bandits DH, who Milbrandt has struck out twice today. First pitch, curveball a bit outside. Got to look back and see the last time Carter Jensen struck out 3 times in a game. And it was back on April 14th. A throw to second base. Ramirez back with a dive. Carter has only struck out 3 times in a game, 2 times this year. The aforementioned instance on the 14th and on opening day. And it looks like a balk has been called on Milbrandt. Gene Ramirez playing tricks. Hopping around back and forth, drawing the throw, and Glenn Meyerhofer says it was illegal. Not sure if he had already flinched forward or what happened. but Gene is doing everything he can to spark the offense. He's been messing around with the bunt. He was crafty in his at-bat here in the seventh. Works a walk, steals second on the next pitch, and is now drawn a balk. So a man at third for the first time tonight for Quad Cities. The 1-0 to Jensen is swung through for a strike. This is the right guy up to try to get on the board. Jensen has been certainly the best hitter for Quad Cities to start the year and one of the best in the Midwest League. 12 doubles for him, or excuse me, 12 RBIs. 1-0. Pitch outside. I beg your pardon. The count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Jensen's got a 6-game hit streak, a 10-game on base streak. Hasn't reached today. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Boy, that fastball just darted away from him. It's like the ball was in the matrix. Jensen had it lined up perfectly. And at the last second, that two-seam action cuts down and away. And the ball misses the bat completely. A 2-2 count. Runner at third. One out. Milbrandt's pitch. In the air. Deep left field. That sends Santiago back into the corner. He reaches up. Did he catch it? He did. Ramirez will tag from third and score. So the Bandits are on the board. Carter Jensen grinds out a sacrifice fly, and it's 2-1 Sky Carp. From my vantage point up here in the booth, I can't see the left field corner. So my eyes were on the umpires, and eventually an out was signaled, and the ball came flying out from that area. So apparently Santiago grabbed it. Jensen brings in a run. So 2 outs, base is clear for Werner. He checks his swing on a breaking ball down and away. So for Jensen, 13 ribbies to lead the team. And that's what a good hitter does. 1-0. A little low and inside. Carter starting out 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts against this guy. Then fell into a 2-strike count but was able to put the ball in play, and that's all the Bandits needed right there. 2-0. Low, 3 balls, no strikes, and clearly Milbrandt's nearing the end here. Pitch count for him now over 90. A season high easily for him. The pitch fouled just off the screen in front of the Bandits' dugout. And the count 3-1. Werner trying to take an aggressive hack a la Carter Jensen, who has had the green light 3-0 all year. Milbrandt trying to secure himself a quality start. 3-1, grounded sharply but right to the third baseman Cappé. Throw to first is low but dug out by Montgomery, and that ends the inning. The Bandits, though, are on the board courtesy of Gene Ramirez and Carter Jensen. Gene works his way to third. Jenzo brings him in with a sack fly. Bandits still trail 2-1. Go to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
southpaw out of Nicaragua, Oscar Rayo, will take the ball for the Bandits in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Josh Zamora, a called strike one. Rayo replaces Frank Mazzucato, who pitched very solidly tonight. A one. That's high. Frank gave up just two runs in five innings on a season-high two hits. Four walks and four Ks. The pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Gloved by Jack Pineda, the shortstop. Throw across to first is in plenty of time. Josh Zamora retired after walking in each of his first two plate appearances. So obviously Mazzucato in line for the loss, even though Quad Cities did score a run in their last half inning. Gene Ramirez walked to lead off the inning, stole second base, and then moved up on a balk to third. Carter Jensen brought him in with a sack fly. One out, base is empty for DeLeo. He'll take a fastball. It's strike one. Rayo's been great for Quad Cities to start the year. In his first summer in high A, Rayo's pitched to a 169 ERA as DeLeo fouls it back, 0-2. He's 1-0 in three appearances, including a start back on a doubleheader in April. He's given up just two runs in 10 2/3 with 11 strikeouts, but Rayo's also given up 11 hits. 0-2. Way too high with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. DeLeo brought in the last run of the game for the Sky Carp with an RBI on a fielder's choice in the third. The pitch. Chased in the dirt. Gets past Hernandez back to the backstop. And DeLeo's going to reach without a throw. That is the first runner to reach on a drop third strike this year against Quad Cities. So DeLeo advances up on the drop third strike. And Rayo will be charged for his first wild pitch of the year. Switch hitter Santiago takes outside, ball one. Rayo, 22 years old, from Managua, Nicaragua. He's been with the Royals since signing as a free agent in 2021. He was very good for Columbia last season. 1-0, broken bat, roller to third, could be two. Werner's got it to JJ, over to Squires, around the horn. It's a double play, number 26 for the River Bandits this year. And Rayo gets the strikeout and faces the minimum after all that. Going to the seventh at ABC Supply Stadium. Bandits on the board, but trailing 2-1.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
For the second time this week, Billy Gardner Jr. will ask for the services of Edgar Sanchez. The right-handed reliever will toe the slab in the seventh with Quad Cities trailing the Sky Carp 2-1. Sanchez taking over for the starter, Carson Milbrandt. His first matchup, the left-handed hitting Brett Squires, Quad City's cleanup man. First pitch, Brett Squires to bunt and fouled it back to the backstop. Boy, that caught me by surprise. Strike one. Squires is another one of those guys whom Beloit has played a hard pull shift for. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chased a slider low. 0-2. So it's understandable why Squires may draw in Cafe. Try to sneak one down. 0-2. Pulled foul to the right side off the netting in front of the seats. We saw Sanchez back on April 30th. That was the series opener on Tuesday. Pitched a perfect frame with a strikeout as the last man to pitch in the game for Beloit. Quad Cities won that game 6-0. Another 0-2 to Squires. Fastball missed up. Sanchez, 23 years old, from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. 6'1", 190 pounds with the vitals. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball gets Squires. Brett 0-for-3 in his return to the lineup. And there's one away. The final line for Milbrandt, a really good one. Picks up his first quality start of the year, tossing 6 innings of 1-run ball, allowing 4 hits and 2 walks while striking out a season-high 7. Bases clear, 1 down for Omar Hernandez. Bandits catcher, first pitch swinging, grounds it under the glove of Olmstead into left field. That's as easy of an E6 as you're going to rule. Olmstead was not squaring it up properly. Was anticipating scooping and throwing in kind of one motion, even though we didn't need to. Hernandez is a decent runner, but that ball was hit so hard, it just wasn't necessary. So an E6 on Olmstead. That is his second of the year, the Sky Carps' 17th as a team. And now the go-ahead runner, go-ahead run, I should say, Jared Dickey at the plate. First pitch swinging. Rather a first pitch take, I beg your pardon. It is high, 1-0. Jared 0-for-2. A bounce out to second in the second, and then a swinging strikeout in the fifth. Hernandez stays at first as the pitch is low and inside, 2-0. Skycarp looking to hand Quad Cities a 3-game losing streak for what would be the Bandits' first of the season. They're up 2-1 in the top of 7. The pitch inside, curveball got away. Dickey avoids the wayward pitch, and it's 3-0. Double play depth for Beloit's infield as the 3-0 is low and inside. Dickey's going to work the walk. So that extends his on-base streak to a team-high 11 games. And this marks the first time since the second inning where Quad Cities has had 2 runners on at the same time. Camp Barstad, the catcher, out on the hill talking with Sanchez. Yidi Campe there as a translator. But it looks like everybody's on the same page. Home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt was on his way out to break up the conversation and now makes a 180 back behind the plate. So 2 guys on, 1 out for Jack Pineda. The only River Bandit to reach twice in the game. 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. Sanchez delivers. First pitch fastball is right there. It's 0-1. Now that we're in the 7th inning, we'll take our first look at the Midwest League scoreboard. See what's happening out of town and throughout the rest of the Royals farm system. 0-1 pitch. Another fastball. That one a strike on the lower inside corner. Only 1 game has gone final in the MWL today. And it was the game at Jackson Field in Lansing. The Lugnuts commit 3 errors in the game and fall to South Bend in shutout fashion, 3-0. Cubs get their ninth win of the season. They are still at the bottom of the division for now. 0-2. Low and in with the heat. Nice stop by the catcher, Barstad. There is a game in the ninth inning, and it's the one taking place in Eastlake, Ohio. The Lake County Captains are on top of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 6-4 in the top of the ninth inning. Another two-strike pitch to Pineda. Low and in, bouncing off Barstad. Runners move up. The throw to second is almost into center field. Olmstead makes a leaping catch, but Dickey is in safe with no tag. Sneaky play by Barstad, trying to throw towards the trail runner and at least get one out, but that was almost a disastrous decision. He owes Olmstead a lunch. So that's going to be a wild pitch. And now Billy Gardner Jr., the manager, is coming out to visit Barstad, who's now going to be examined by the athletic trainer for the Sky Carp. It's Hiroki Yoshimoto who is taking a peek at the catcher. And they're looking at Barstad's arm. First, I thought it was his eyes, as if he had some dirt or something in them. And then he was doing some arm circles. Looks to be okay. He gives a thumbs up to Yoshimoto, who nods his head to Billy Gardner Jr., and we'll keep going. Quad Cities has a can't-miss opportunity here. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second with one out in the top of the seventh. Infield in for the Sky Carp. The pitch to Pineda. Fastball up, and the count goes full. So now right on left, a walk of Jack would not be the worst thing for Sanchez. Yeah, he's got a two-strike count, but he's got a righty and Justin Johnson on deck, who's already bounced into one double play tonight. The payoff pitch. Got him swinging. Pineda chased off the outside half. That is a big second K for Sanchez. Well, the Bandits have just not taken advantage of what few opportunities they've had today. They're now 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. 2-for-15 if you go back to yesterday. So now up to Justin Johnson. Infield retreats to its normal spot. JJ 0-for-2 with two ground balls, including that double play. Sanchez's first pitch. Swing and a miss at the slider. Now, if you're at third in Hernandez, with two outs, you can afford to be a little more aggressive, and obviously you got to keep in mind, Sanchez has not been exactly hitting his spots here in this inning. 0-1. Slider down and away, and Johnson lays off. JJ with three RBIs in his 16 games played this year. At the very least, just got to put something in play and make the defense get you out. 1-1. Fastball a bit low. A good pitch, but a better take. Continuing through the Midwest League, Dayton leads West Michigan at home 5-3. Cedar Rapids and Peoria in a pitcher's duel of their own. It's scoreless, and they're in the top of the eighth inning at Rise to Greatness Field. 2-1. Fastball, a called strike at the top of the zone. 2-2. And then over in Wisconsin, the Great Lakes Loons are looking for back-to-back wins over the T-Rats. It's 5-0 in the sixth with the Dodgers affiliate on top. If Great Lakes goes on to win and beat Wisconsin and Quad Cities falls to Beloit tonight, then it's the Loons who will be the first team in the league to 17 wins this year. Johnson, after a quick timeout, back in the box. 2-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Check swing on the slider. He went strike three, inning over. Well, after the mound visit, Edgar Sanchez found his groove once more. And Quad Cities strands both the tying and go-ahead runs on base in the seventh. Time to stretch. Bottom half next at ABC Supply Stadium. It's 2-1 Sky Carp.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Welcome you back to our Friday night edition of Midwest League Baseball. Beloit and Quad Cities battling out. The Skycarp in front 2-1 as we start the bottom of the seventh. Torin Montgomery fouls the first pitch from Oscar Rayo into the seats. My name's Kyle Kercheval. Thanks for joining me tonight. Game four of this six-game series and the 25th game of the year for QC. 0-1. Low and in with the slider. For the Skycarp, Montgomery, Barstad, Olmstead due up, trying to add to their one-run lead. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Nice changeup from Rayo. One ball, two strikes. Oscar had a man reach on a drop third strike back in the sixth inning, but got Santiago to bounce into a double play to face the minimum in a scoreless frame. 1-2. Slider in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. Montgomery, a good contact hitter. But this year, just a 197 average through his first 22 games. He's 0 for 2 tonight. 2-2. In the air, right field, but slicing out a play foul. We gave you a look at the Midwest League scoreboard. Now we check in with the rest of the Royals farm system. One game in the books tonight. It was the single-A Columbia Fireflies game. 2-2. Foul ball held on to. Strike 3. Hernandez puts a squeeze on it, and Rayo puts another strikeout on the board. That's his second, one gone in the home half of the seventh inning. Remember, Columbia was obliterated by the Mudcats yesterday. They fell 16-2. Today, though, it's the Fireflies getting a 9-1 win over the Mudcats. They improved to 13-11 on the young season. Left on left, first pitch to Barstad is a called strike. Cam 0-2 tonight. He takes a hearty hack on another slider and comes up empty. Barstad examined by the trainer in the last half inning. They were looking at his throwing arm. But after a brief inspection by Hiroki Yoshimoto, he stayed in the game and now is at the plate. He uses his timeout down in the count 0-2. Rios ready to deal. The pitch on its way. Ground ball towards short, gloved by Pineda. He sets his feet and tosses to first. Two gone. Arroyo's been really effective for Quad Cities this year, working as a piggyback starter. We've seen him back a couple of different arms this year, but most recently Mazzucato. Got a win against South Bend in his last outing on April 27th through a scoreless 2 2/3 inning for his first win of the year. Here's Johnny Olmstead. First pitch to him outside. He got away with an error in the last half inning. Omar Hernandez grounded a textbook one to him, and it just went right underneath his glove. Hernandez got all the way to third, but never scored. Olmstead takes a called strike in the lower outside corner. Bandits had men at second and third with one out, and Edgar Sanchez was able to strike out both Jack Pineda and Justin Johnson. 1-1. Change up on the outer edge, a called strike two.
And Ryo looks like he's prepared to cruise through this inning. This same trio, Montgomery, Barstead, and Olmstead, has been the three guys due up on three occasions today. And in their first two, they went down in order. 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. Couldn't get him to chase. You could see the dust come out of the glove of Hernandez there. That bell had some extra zing on it. In-park radar gun says an even 90. Perhaps just a show-me fastball. 2-2. He goes slider in the dirt, but it's not close enough. Olmstead does not chase, and it's full. Johnny with an error, a pop-up in the second, and a ground ball in the fourth. Trying to find his way on for the first time today. Here's the payoff. Slider, got him looking on the edge. Strike three. Two shutout frames for Oscar Ryo, who continues to quietly be one of the best assets in Brooks Conrad's bullpen. Skycarp down quickly in their half of the seventh. It's still a one-run game. 2-1 Skycarp as we go to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Shaky but scoreless inning from Edgar Sanchez. Billy Gardner Jr. is going to make another move to the bullpen. The Skycarp skipper has called upon the righty Tyler Ekberg, who over the past few years has been one of the best relievers in the Marlins system. A career 3.16 ERA, a 1.69 earned run average this year for Beloit. Gene Ramirez will take a called strike, showing bunt at the first pitch, but pulling back. It's the third time Gene has led off an inning today, and he's reached in both of his first two opportunities. A one. Foul ball off the top of the Skycarp dugout, and then eventually in there. No balls, two strikes. Ramirez one for one, a bunt single in the third, and then a walk in the sixth. He would steal second one pitch later, move up to third on a balk, and come in on the Carter Jensen sack fly for what right now is the lone Quad Cities run. Ekberg's 0-2. Foul ball off the catcher. And Barstad's going to need a moment to catch his breath. That went square off the chest. Count holds. Ekberg, 26 years old from Arlington Heights, Illinois. Signed as a free agent back in 2021 after a college career in the Big 12 with Kansas State. Barstad ready to resume action, relaying signals out to the hill. Gene waves the bat back and forth. The 0-2 from Ekberg. Check swing, doesn't matter. Called strike three on a changeup. That was pretty center cut. Three straight strikeouts for the Bandits going back to the seventh inning. And speaking of strikeout strings, Carson Milbrandt, the Marlins' number six prospect and the Skycarp starter tonight, struck out six in a row from the third to the fifth inning. He is currently in line for the win after a quality start. One out, base is empty for Carson Rockefort. He'll take a strike. Continuing our look around the Royals farm system, the AAA affiliate, the Omaha Storm Chasers. They're tied up with the iCubs in Des Moines, 1-1 in the sixth. 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, who put together a great game last night, again lead the Wichita Wind Surge today. It's 2-1 at Werner Park. Top of the sixth getting underway. The pitch. A bit outside. Eric Sarantola, a former River Bandit, threw five scoreless innings in a start today with seven strikeouts. And now another former Bandit in Tyson Guerrero, set to relieve form in the sixth. 2-1. That's low. Three balls, one strike. Rockefeller, one for his last 12 at the plate, but the hit was a double to lead off the ball game today. Since then, a strikeout and a pop-up. Here in the driver's seat against Ekberg, 3-1 offering. Swing and a miss. A fastball in the lower inside corner. It's 3-2. Quad Cities has struck out 11 times in the ball game today. They're 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position, and they have stranded four men on base. Skycarp only have two runs on two hits, but it's been enough thanks to their pitching. Rocco back in the box. Here comes the 3-2 from Ekberg. Popped up right side of the infield. The second baseman, Zamora, calls everybody off and makes the catch above his head. Two gone. Final line for Edgar Sanchez, Ekberg's predecessor. One scoreless inning. No hits, one walk, three Ks. He stranded both the tying and go-ahead runners in scoring position with back-to-back strikeouts. So now two down, bases empty for Carter Jensen. First pitch. Pulled foul off the first base dugout. Jensen with two strikeouts against his fellow Kansas City native in Carson Milbrandt. And he sent a high fly ball into the left field corner for that aforementioned sac fly. 0-1, pulled on the ground to second. Easy play for Zamora. He throws to first, and Tyler Ekberg has a perfect eighth inning. Quad Cities still struggling to string anything together offensively. Beloit remains in front, 2-1. Bottom of the eighth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Welcome you back for the bottom of the eighth at ABC Supply Stadium. The Beloit Skycarp looking to add to a 2-1 lead. With a win today, Beloit would not only hand Quad Cities its first three-game losing streak of the season, but they would guarantee that Quad Cities does not win their fifth series in a row. The Bandits got a 6-0 shutout win on Tuesday, but since then, back-to-back Skycarp wins, and they lead by a run late tonight. New pitcher for the Bandits, it's the right-hander Ben Sears, who replaces Oscar Rayo. Rayo threw two perfect innings with three strikeouts, and now it's Sears to face Latrell, Cappe, and Thompson. Right on left, first pitch, Latrell takes that two-seam fastball right down the middle. Sears has been terrific for Quad Cities this year. Tonight marks his eighth appearance, and he's allowed just one run in his first 10 innings. 0-1. Fastball missed in. Sears also with 9 strikeouts to just 1 walk. He has not walked a batter since his first appearance this year on opening weekend. He has gone 9 straight innings without a free pass. 1-1. Popped over the screen, out of play. Luttrell has been an aggressive swinger today. He hacked at the first pitch he saw from Mazzucato in the third and turned it into a double. Then swung at the first pitch he saw in the fifth from Frankie, but flew out to left. Here a bit more patient against Sears, but behind in the count, 1-2. Big tall right-hander sets at the head. The pitch. Foul ball off Hernandez's glove, back to the screen. Sears is 6'6", 210 pounds, and a native of Rhode Island. 23-year-old, a 14th round pick by the Royals back in 2022. Luttrell ready in the box, 1-2 pitch. Called, strike 3, a bit of a delayed call from Brandon Schmidt, but he rings him up on the breaking ball. First K of the ball game for Ben Sears, one down in the home half of the eighth. And it's back to the top of the order, and Yidi Capé, right on right, first pitch. Called strike, a good slider right at the knees. Capé does not have a hit today, 0-for-1. However, he does have a pair of walks. The pitch, that one got away. Low and outside, skipping in the dirt back towards the pitch clock. Against Mazzucato in the fifth, Capé worked his second walk. And after Mazzucato threw over the first time, Capé tried to steal on the second time, and Frank picked him off. 1-1. Called strike. Another good slider from Sears, and it's 1-2. Bandits do have a man warming up in their bullpen. Looks like it's Oscar Rayo who's again throwing. That's interesting. Not what I expected to see. One, two from Sears. See you later. Strike 3 on the heat. Back-to-back Ks for Sears. Bandit's bullpen has been terrific today. He and Rayo have combined for 5 strikeouts and 2 2/3. Capé is dispatched for the second out, and now Jake Thompson will cruise into the box. Thompson has one of the Sky Carps' 2 hits, an RBI single in the third. First pitch, down the middle with a slider, 0-1. Sears just peppering the strike zone. It's getting that first pitch strike, which is just so, so important. 0-1. Another called strike. A slider on the lower outside corner. It's 0-2. In the top of the ninth, we'll see if the Sky Carp returned with Tyler Ekberg or if they go to the bullpen where they've got what looks to be a lefty warming up. Bandits will have the 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up in what they hope is still a one-run game. 0-2. Flared foul. Look out over on the party porch. Oh, boy. Foul ball into a sea of people, and everyone's just chasing after it looking for a souvenir. So, guess everybody's okay. Looks like for the Sky Carp, it's Dale Stanovich getting loose. We saw him the other day. Another 0-2. This is pulled on the ground past the diving Squires into right field. Jake Thompson. This guy just continues to find holes. He had a seeing eye single in the third through the left side. And now he goes in between Johnson and Squires for a 2-out single. So Sears comes away, or just shy, I should say, of a perfect inning with 3 strikeouts. Instead, here's Josh Zamora, the 3-hole hitter who gets an extra turn. He's also hitless, but like Capé, he's got 2 walks. First pitch, slider on the edge, called strike. A reminder, this weekend, the Bandits will wrap up their 2-week road trip with consecutive afternoon games. The contest tomorrow and Sunday beginning at 1:05. 0-1 in the air, left field, but playable for Ramirez. A few steps to his right, he reaches up and makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Sears works around the two-out single, another scoreless frame for him, and the Bandits go into the ninth, trying to, at the very least, tie this game up. 2-1 Beloit on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Ninth inning of our pitcher's duel, the Beloit Sky Carp still leading 2-1, as has been the score since the sixth inning. Lefty Dale Stanovich will toe the rubber for the second time in three games. We saw him on Wednesday, and after giving up just one earned run in seven April innings, the Bandits tagged him for three in his first full frame in May. So he's looking to get back on track and pick up what would be his first save of the season. He was the former closer at Rutgers back in 2022. He has been with the Marlins since they took him in the eighth round of the 2022 draft. He will get Werner, Squires, and Hernandez in the top of the ninth, holding on to a one-run lead. Left on right, first pitch to Werner is low for ball one. When you include his outing from yesterday, or excuse me, from 2 days ago, Stanovich is 1-2 with a 4.50 ERA, but just a 1.29 earned run average in April. The 1-0 pitch, foul back into the screen. It's a good cut, but strike one. Werner and Squires, the man at the plate and on deck, are a combined 0-for-6 today with three strikeouts. Werner's K came back in the fourth against Milbrandt. Stanovich with the 1-1. Fastball blown past him. A swinging strike two at 94. Stanovich, 24 years old from Amsterdam, New York. This season marks his first with Beloit. Southpaw sets. Catcher Barstead sets up low and away. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Got him hacking. That was up and away. Yeah, that's a big first out for Stanovich. So one out, nobody on, and Brett Squires coming up. Stanovich left on left against him. First pitch, slider called strike on the upper outside corner. Well, if Quad Cities loses three in a row today, it'll be the first time they've lost three straight since the last three games in 2023. 0-1 inside. Bandits actually had three separate losing streaks over their final 12 games of the year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. A speedy fastball is actually tipped into Barstad's glove. It's strike two. Infield shifted to right, playing Squires to pull. Lots of room on the left side. 1-2. Fouled back. Good cut by Squires to keep this one going. Montgomery, the first baseman, is about a step from the chalk on the right side. He's playing no doubles defense over there. Another 1-2 from Stanovich. Lefty deals. Foul ball off the hands of Squires. It was the slider on the inside half of the zone, if not off the plate inside. Not sure how Brett kept the bat intact. Maybe because the pitch was just 79 miles per hour. Another 1-2. Another slider. Same spot, and Squires fouls it off. Almost an identical pitch to the one he just threw. So he doubles up on the slider up and in. Let's see what the lefty goes to this time around. Barstead's giving him his sign. Now the pitch. It's a fastball grounded off of Squires. Foul to the left side and a broken bat. 95 on the gun. Wow, Stanovich just living around the hands. Slider up and in, slider up and in, fastball up and in. And you can understand why Squires was a bit late and broke the bat. So he'll rub up the pine tar just above the handle on this new stick and get the gloves into a state of stickiness he finds comfortable. And now he's ready to go. In the box, Stanovich again attacks 1-2. The pitch. Slider down and away. He didn't chase. Really quality at-bat here from Brett Squires, who has done nothing but rattle those off this year. He struck out 27 times in 23 games, but he's also got 15 walks and an on-base percentage of .384. The pitch. Got him swinging. Stanovich finally gets him with a fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the top of the ninth, and there are two gone. That is the 13th strikeout for River Bandits batting this year. That brings them within three of their season high. So Omar Hernandez, the last hope for Quad Cities. The Bandits catcher 1 for 3 with a single. First pitch. Bouncer to short. Olmstead's got it with two hands. Throw to first on the money, and the ball game is over. The Skycarp have guaranteed themselves at least a split of this six-game series, and for the first time in 2024, the Bandits have lost three in a row. They will no longer have the best record in the Midwest League tonight. It'll belong to either the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers or the Great Lakes Loons. The Skycarp beat them in a pitcher's duel 2-1. Stick around for your River Bandits post-game show. We will wrap up this contest and tell you what's coming up tomorrow afternoon and what else happened on the Midwest League scoreboard tonight. A great pitching matchup between two of the best young arms in their respective organizations, but it's the Skycarp who get the last honk. 2-1 the final at ABC Supply Stadium. Postgame show up next. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll be right back.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you to ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin, where the Sky Carp get a 2-1 win over the River Bandits in a pitcher's duel. Carson Milbrandt and Frank Mazzucato combined to give up just 3 runs in 11 innings with 11 strikeouts. Everything we expected as advertised in this starting pitching matchup, we got. But at the end of the day, it's about scoring runs, and Beloit does so to a tune of 2-1 for its third straight victory over the River Bandits. Here's what the final line score looked for the River Bandits. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They go 0-for-6 with men in scoring position and strand 4 men on base. For the Sky Carp, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 1-for-6 with men in scoring position. They strand 4 as well. The winning pitcher is Carson Milbrandt, who just got the Gatorade bath outside the first base dugout in the post-game interview. He improves to 1-1, pitching his first quality start of the year, giving up just 1 run in 6 innings on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 7 Ks. The strikeout mark, a season high for him as well. The loss to Frank Mazzucato, he falls to 1-1. His scoreless inning streak stopped at 16 1/3, but he gives up 2 runs in 5 innings on just 2 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Holds are credited out of the Sky Carp bullpen to Edgar Sanchez and Tyler Ekberg, who earned their first and third of the year, respectively. And it was Dale Stanovich getting some redemption from a tough outing on Wednesday. He picks up his first save with a perfect ninth inning, plus a pair of strikeouts. Out of the Bandits bullpen, Oscar Rayo and Ben Sears kept it a 1-run game. They combined for 3 scoreless, allowing just 1 base runner and striking out 5. But the Bandits' bats just could not get it going once again tonight. The only run came in the 6th, and it was on a Carter Jensen sack fly. The only reason the Bandits got a man to third in the game was because there was a balk on Carson Milbrandt, which allowed Ramirez to go from second to third. Otherwise, without the balk, the Bandits don't get a man off second base tonight, and Quad Cities got a leadoff double to start the game. Final time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 11 minutes, 1,551 to see it here at ABC Supply Stadium. Let's give you one more look at the out-of-town scoreboard. A couple more finals in. One in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels walk off Peoria 1-0 in the bottom of the 9th inning. Over in Lake County, the Captains get a 6-4 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The Captains now 14-11. And as we mentioned earlier, the South Bend Cubs got a win over the Lugnuts 3-0 at Jackson Field. Still baseball being played in Dayton and Wisconsin. The Dragons currently lead West Michigan 8-5 in the 9th inning at Day Air Ballpark. And at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, the Timber Rattlers are still trailing the Great Lakes Loons. It is 6-0 in the bottom of the 8th inning. If Wisconsin loses, Quad Cities will still remain tied for the lead in the Western Division, but the Loons will take over the best record in the league overall at 17-8. Here's a final look at the Kansas City Royals Farm System scoreboard. Columbia, again, with its 9-1 win over Carolina. And in Iowa, in Des Moines to be specific, the Storm Chasers, boy, they just turned the game in a completely different direction. They went into the 6th inning tied up at 1, and the Storm Chasers just rattled off a 6-run 6th to take a 7-2 lead. In Northwest Arkansas, the Wind Search have turned that game on its head. It was the Naturals going into the 6th with a 2-0 lead, and the Wind Search just tagged Tyson Guerrero for 4 runs in the top of the 6th to take a 4-2 lead. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Game 5 of this 6-game series, a set which Quad Cities can now no longer win. That'll snap a string of 4 straight series victories to open up the year. Bandits will need a win tomorrow and Sunday to split it. They'll work behind Henry Williams, the young right-hander who will make a start with a 1-0 record and a 3.93 earned run average against Ike Buxton, one of the top 30 prospects in the Marlins system. Right-handers 0-2 with a 3.60 earned run average. First pitch for tomorrow's game, 1:05 Central Time. Of course, we'll have your pregame show underway at 12:55 with the lineups, a recap of tonight, and the starting pitching matchup, which once again looks to be a really solid one. Just a reminder, the game on Sunday, also at 1:05, so a pair of matinees to wrap up this week in Beloit. Quad Cities off Monday, and then back at home on Tuesday, May 7th, to open up what right now is looking like one of the biggest series in the first half for Quad Cities, a six-game set against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Still two more games to go this week in Beloit. The Bandits' offense has been held to just two runs over the last two ball games. They've scored one in each, and they fall to the Sky Carp tonight 2-1. With the defeat, Quad Cities is now 16-9 overall, 9-7 on the road, and losers of three straight for the first time this season. For the Sky Carp, they improved to 14-10. They are just a game and a half behind Wisconsin and Quad Cities, and they are now 11-2 here at home. That is the best home record in the Midwest League. They're also winners of three straight against Quad Cities, of course. That will wrap up our broadcast tonight. My name is Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you listened from, thanks so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate your support. And we hope you join me tomorrow afternoon for Game 5 of this series, Williams v. Buxton. Bandits needing back-to-back wins on Saturday and Sunday to force a split and the second leg of their two-week road trip. We'll be coming your way tomorrow at 12:55 for the River Bandits pregame show. Hope to see you there. Until then, have a safe and wonderful rest of your Friday night. So long and good night from